The reading this morning is taken from Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 to 26, and you can find this on page 1172 of the Church Bibles. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgy, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. This is the word of the Lord.
Morning. When I was a teenager, my mum, sister and I had a couple of opportunities to holiday down in Hastings. We were very fortunate that we were offered a Christian holiday home to stay in. It was in the middle of nowhere. It was a lovely drive up to the home with rabbits bouncing across the road. And it was really a lovely place to stay, and I've got some very fond memories of being there. In the hallway of the holiday home, there was a painting on the wall that used to fascinate my sister and I. It's quite a detailed picture, and we used to spend ages studying it, looking at it, and kind of, yeah, just spending time looking at what the picture was telling us. It's a Dutch painting called The Broad and Narrow Way, and I've managed to find a copy of it. It's not overly clear, so bear with me. Before you get engrossed in the detail, literally step back and see the big picture. And what you can see is that there are two pathways. There's a wide pathway here on the left, which represents the pathway of the flesh. And then there's a very narrow pathway here, which represents the pathway of the Spirit. Dotted across the picture, there's lots of activity, there's lots of things going on. And at most of the different points, there's a Bible verse. And you can look the Bible verse up, and it'll tell you what the Bible says about that particular activity. So I'm going to zoom in so you can see a bit more detail. So this is the bit at the bottom of the painting where you can see people are gathered and they're at a point where they have a choice about which pathway they're going to take. There's actually a signpost which shows them if you go to the left, which is the wide pathway, the pathway of the flesh, that will lead, I don't know if you can see it there, no, death and damnation. If you go to the right, the narrow pathway and the pathway of the Spirit, you can see that it says that will bring life and salvation. So if you do choose to go to the left, you can see here that you go under a big welcome sign and you're immediately greeted by a group of men and women who are sitting, they're drinking, they're playing cards, they're socialising, they're having a really good time. Just behind them in the ballroom, there are people dancing, and people are, as I say, enjoying themselves. The good times don't last long, though, because as you travel up the picture, you can see here there's two men fighting. Just above them, there's a man being pickpocketed by two young boys. There's a loan office here with people queuing. There's a lottery stand here. There's a man here being held at gunpoint by two men. And just at the top, there's some prisoners being led away by some soldiers. Interestingly, next to the prisoners, there's a man and a woman just cycling, almost quite oblivious to what's going on around them. And then if you move further up the picture, you can see that there's war, there's destruction, terrorism, and it ultimately leads to hell. On the right side of the picture, the pathway of the spirit, there's a very small doorway to go through. And as you go through, you're immediately greeted with a church. And if you look through the window, you can see somebody taking communion. There's a fountain providing water to drink. And then straight away, you can see there's Jesus on the cross. As you move up the steps and wind round, there's a tent which allows you to have rest and refresh yourself. There's a group here who are listening to somebody preach. And then the building here is focused on children and nurturing and caring for children. And then as the pathway continues up, the end destination is the angels and Jesus and heaven. Along the pathway, there's a fence. And there are points along the fence where there's some gaps, which allows the people in the painting to swap sides. And actually, at this point in the gap in the fence, there is a gentleman here who's encouraging the people on the side, the wide side, the side of the flesh, to move across to the other side. So as a teenager, I used to study this picture and think about, well, which pathway was I going to take? Now, I was brought up in a Christian home, so I knew the right answer was to go through the narrow door and follow the path of the Spirit. But I'm not going to lie, I was pretty tempted by the activity that was going on through the welcome sign. And I thought that actually having a drink, dancing, being with friends, I quite liked the idea of, and I found it quite attractive. As the Bible passage says in verse 17, the flesh desires what is contrary to the spirit. So I used to conclude that I'd just pop in on that side, spend a bit of time with my friends, having a good time, and then when I'd kind of had enough and was tired, I'd jump over to the other side, the other pathway, and obviously continue my journey up the following in, and being in step with the spirit. When you look at the picture, where do you see yourself? Are you at the beginning here, considering your options? Which pathway are you going to choose? Maybe you recognise yourself at one of the points in the picture that I've pointed out to you. Are you the person in dispute with somebody? Are you the person in the queue for the loan office? I can't see anyone holding anyone at gunpoint, so I think we're safe at that point. Or are you like the couple on the bicycles who are just kind of drifting, oblivious almost to where they are, just on a pathway, not really looking at what the end destination is? It's quite easy to drift and not really be aware of where we are. Or maybe you are on the narrow pathway. Maybe you're in the tent offering all that you have to care for others. Maybe you are working with the young through things that you do like Messy Church. We could say at the moment, actually, you're all the crowd listening to the excellent preacher that's talking to you all. Or maybe apprentice. Or maybe, actually, you are on your side, but you're just propped up at the fence, looking at what's going on the other side. And depending on what side of the fence you're on, you might be looking and thinking, actually, they look like they're having a better time and I want to move across. Maybe you've got out of step with the spirit. Or maybe, actually, you're looking over the fence, seeing peace and calmness. As the picture illustrates, the grass is definitely greener on one side. Or maybe, actually, you're just hopping from one side of the fence to the other. When it suits you, maybe you want to be on the wide side, and when it suits you, you'll be on the narrow path. Maybe you're consciously doing it because it's, you know, your choice and that's what you want to do. Or maybe, like the couple on the bicycle, you're oblivious to the fact that you're doing it until you stop and reflect. So we've got, as the Bible passage says, the wide path, which leads to envy, hatred, jealousy, selfishness, impurity, ultimately hell. And then there's the narrow path with the fruits of the Spirit: peace, love, joy, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Although the two paths run parallel, they do lead to different destinations. Which one are you going to choose?